Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hello and happy April 17th, 2025. Today is Thursday, and I am so excited you're here listening to Biblically Centered Kids. This is Mr. Johnny, and I am super pumped that you are here today. You know, we've been talking all about diligence this week. If you remember, Virtue P says, we practice using our gifts and talents with diligence and purpose. And today is
new Testament Thursday.
We're going to be discussing a story from the New Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. The New Testament contains stories about Jesus' life and some letters and stories from his disciples after Jesus went back to heaven. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about him. And when we read it, we can discover what he's done in the past and then learn what he has to say to us today. So let's discover God's word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator. One day, Jesus told a story about a man who was going on a long trip. Before he left, he called three of his servants and gave them each some money to take care of while he was gone. To the first servant, he gave 5 bags of money. To the second servant, he gave 2 bags. And to the third servant, he gave just 1 bag. He gave each servant the amount of money that he thought they could handle. The man then went on his journey, and the three servants began their work. The first servant was very diligent. He worked hard and used the 5 bags of money to trade and make even more money. He made 5 more bags. The second servant also worked very hard and used the 2 bags to make 2 more. But the third servant actually was afraid.
I am so scared.
And he dug a hole in the ground and buried the 1 bag of money that he had been given, thinking he would keep it safe there. After a long time, the master came back from his trip. He called the servants to see how they had used the money he gave them. The first servant came forward and said, Master, you gave me 5 bags of money, and I worked hard and I made 5 more. The master was very pleased and said, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a little, and I will trust you with much more. Come and share in my happiness. The second servant came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 bags of money, and I worked hard to make 2 more. The master was happy and said, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with little, so I will trust you with much more. Come and share in my happiness. Finally, the third servant came forward and said, Master, I was afraid, so I hid your money in the ground, but here it is, safe and sound. The master was upset and said, You should have worked hard with what I gave you. You could have at least put the money in the bank to earn some interest, but you are not diligent, so I am taking the money from you and giving it to the servant who worked hard. If you don't use what you have wisely, it will be taken away. The master then said, The one who works hard and is faithful will be given even more, but the one who does nothing will lose everything. This story teaches us that God wants us to work diligently with the gifts he gives us. Whether it's our time, our talents, or anything else, we should use them wisely and work hard, knowing that God is pleased when we steward what he's given us well. Let's pray. God, thank you for the gifts you've given us. Help us to be diligent and to work hard with what you've entrusted with us. Give us the courage to use our talents wisely and for your glory. Please help us to stay faithful and diligent in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today on this lovely Thursday. Don't forget to have your mom and dad visit biblicallycentered.com to get some fun downloads about this week's virtue. And I'm so glad you joined us in the New Testament today. We got a great quiz day episode tomorrow, so we'll see you right back here at the same time in the same place. Until next time.
Thank you.